Tonight, it's episode 40, and we're going to take a look back at 2018 and look forward to 2019, what we're excited about and what you can expect with the show, some things to expect in Ingress, and we also get to talk with Zelly Belly and see where she's been, but I guess we've all been gone, so, and where's Agent Soho and all that tonight, so welcome to the Agent Academy.
Hi, this is Andrew Krug, the Global Community Manager for Niantic Labs, and you're listening to the Agent Academy podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agentacademy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. And now, welcome to the Agent Academy.
Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy episode 40, Big 40, recorded on December 26th, 2018. I'm Agent Goonie Guy.
I'm Agent Zelly Belly.
So, Agent Zelly Belly.
Hey there.
Hey, do you want to start tonight, or you want me to start?
Sure. Mine's a little negative, I guess, but yeah. Then we'll move into more positive things, so that'll be good. We'll start negative, start with the bad news. You gotta get on with the good news, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Sounds good.
Start like, with the bad and good.
Like perfect New Year's timing.
Totally, totally. So why I've been gone, I've actually had that follows the show tweeting me like, hey, make those guys do a show, and I'm thinking like, I'm kind of not wanting to do a show right now, but I didn't want to tell him about it, so I didn't answer him at all. So why I've been gone is that, I want to focus on what I know for facts, not rumors, and what I know for facts isn't much, but someone filed a report to my human resources office that I was gaming during work. So someone tried to get me fired because of Ingress.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It really stressed me out. Like, I had trouble sleeping and stuff. But what I want to focus on is that my topic of discussion, I guess, is like, people should retaliate in game, not in real life. Like, let's all focus on if you're like wanting an area, or if you're wanting to, you know, I don't know. If you just want to win, just then go play the game and destroy all their stuff in the game.
Yeah. That's go make triangles.
That's good. That's. Yeah, make triangles and just win. And that's, like, the best way to retaliate over game things. Also, I think it's important to remember that the game's open to anyone, and that includes people who might take things too far. And there seems to be very little that can be done about that. So, kind of to get into the specifics, I guess, that I can get into, I do know that the HR claim was anonymous, so I can't really file a complaint with Niantic on anything. I mean, I hear local rumor, but that's not... I haven't really had firsthand knowledge of things, so I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Right.
My employment has actually chosen not to discuss it with me, so I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm not sure what to say, like, about it, because I don't know what's smart to say about it, you know?
Right,
like, it's super sticky, and I know this is, like, I know this is really vague, but it's kind of tough, too, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what, yeah. I mean, people need to remember is like you said, if you, there's a line, I think, that should not be crossed, and that's that affecting people outside of Ingress, you know, affecting them with family, affecting them with work, even just emotionally with harassment and all sorts of things, like all that should be left outside of Ingress. Don't do that. Like, there's some specific instances when you should notify someone's work. Like, if they're a bus driver and they're endangering, you know, other people's lives because of, you know, being on the phone all the time. But if you're doing it to get someone to quit playing the game, that's crossing the line. Like, there's a difference between doing it for safety and doing it for, because you're, you know, maybe you're not good enough to win in the game. It's like, we've had instances similar to that around here where, you know, someone will harass someone and follow them and get them to quit the game. And it's like, go out and put some points on the board. Don't, like, to me, that's just another form of cheating. You know, it's
bullying.
Like, yeah.
It's absolutely bullying.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I don't know. My work is confirmed with me. I'm allowed to play on my lunches, breaks, if I'm walking to and from areas for meetings, whatever. Like, they've said I've done nothing wrong, and I don't have to stop doing anything I've been doing. So I've got that confirmed.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, like, because I'm pretty ethical about it. So, yeah. Like,
right. Well, and when you first told me about this, I'm like, you're the agent who won't even use IATC because you're like,
I won't. Yeah.
It's too close to, like, against the TOS or whatever. And it's like,
yeah.
In here, someone else is going to try to use other rules.
Yeah. And I understand if you think, you know, if you're deeply concerned about the ethics of people playing video games and stuff at work, like, I get that, I guess. But I don't know. It wasn't the case, and it's not the case. So, yeah, I don't know. I did quit the game. I quit the podcast. Obviously, that was temporary. I enjoy Ingress, so why should I let someone control me? I don't even know this person. So I'm like, well, right now I feel like I want to keep playing, and I want to keep doing the podcast. There's some concern about, like, what's the next thing? Like, when this doesn't work, will this escalate into something else? So I might reevaluate my decision if things right. get too crazy. But this is already too crazy, in my opinion. So, I actually have stopped playing, like, on my lunches and stuff because I don't – it's not because – that it's not out of, like, the fear or anything like that for work. But it's kind of like playing tennis. I don't want to play tennis with somebody who doesn't want to play tennis with me.
Right.
If they'd right. rather just sit there in an empty court and play by themselves, go for it, buddy. Like, I don't want to play with you then. So, but then on the other hand, that's too, smart. Like, I don't want to play out of spite, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not fun to play out of spite. So, I just want to play and have fun. That's all.
I, for one, am glad that you're playing A and B on the show. I was really sad. I mean, A, that
I'm so sorry.
it's definitely not your fault, but I was just, you know, that someone would take something to that level is just horrible. And I know how it made you feel and how it, you know, it made friends feel. And it's just pointless. And it's not, you know, there's no business of any of that being in Ingress. It just makes the game tainted for everyone involved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you say that, like, Niantic can't really do anything about it, but I think there's things they can do. You know, I think they could put more information out there about how to handle situations like that, what they suggest, what, you know, kind of...
Yeah.
Show that there's some kind of support there, you know, for the agents who are dealing with harassment and bullying. Even just putting out a policy of, like, and they do have it in, like, there. They have some guidelines of, like, ethical or how, you know, the agents should play or whatever. But I think they really need to, like, focus on that and, like, you know, just as much as they do an FS or like the trails and streams events, like, really say, you know, do a hashtag, you know, something and really point a finger at this is an issue out there and it's not acceptable. And all agents who know what's going on shouldn't support it. Like, they need to tell those agents, hey, that's not cool. Don't do that. Like, anyone who is complicit in egging someone on doing that and saying, oh, good going or whatever, you're just as complicit. You're just as involved, and it's just like you're doing it yourself, because you're basically giving them, like, a thumbs up that that's okay behavior, and it's just not. So you need to tell them to stop just as much as not doing it yourself. It's just bullying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's harassment and bullying. But sorry.
Yeah. Apparently, because I'm easy to Google, I use the same gamer tag, I'm on a podcast, it made me kind of an easy target. But I play games because I enjoy the community. I mean, usually. Yeah. This wasn't so much the best experience, but usually that's why I enjoy the games. I like meeting people and knowing people and working with people, and even people on the other side. Like, I'm used to playing MMOs where there's two sides and stuff, and, you know, you have this friendly banter, but it's friendly. Like, you don't really dislike Horde and Alliance, right?
Right, right.
In World of Warcraft, their reference, right. But...
I don't know. No, it, yeah,
but, and yeah, like,
and it's like that with, you know, Ingress, and you know, there's just some OPSEC things that, where it comes down to it, it's like, well, we can't really talk about OBS together, but, you know, we can hang out, have a beer, and talk about how cool the game is, and go from there. But yeah,
and
no reason.
To be fair, like, the only thing I know is rumor, so I don't want to really talk too much about that, about, like, you know, the community stuff, I guess. Like,
right.
Right.
I was just making a blanket statement. I don't know.
Appropriately within the communities, is how
right.
I'll say that.
Right.
Like, I'm sure the local blue and green teams have handled things appropriately.
Well, that's good to hear. I said that's good to hear. I just go from, like, what I know about the communities around here. Like, I've been trying to start a get an FS going in Huntsville, and it's just like, it's hard to talk to any of the local resistance. It's either they're trying to, I don't know, garner more information about things, or they're just bitter, and all they want to do is get you to quit too. Like, it's just, it's not, I don't know. It's not a good area for relations here between the two sides.
See, like, when Recursion came out, I had this idea that me and my friends that have been playing at work, like, what if when we all, like, hit 16 and can recurse, what if we drew straws, and the straws at the end were dipped in green and blue, and we randomly, when we recurse, randomly, like, some of, there'd be, like, three that stayed green and three that went blue, and we would play against each other, just to kind of, one, I think it'd be fun, and two, it's just a game, and three, like, the blue people, like, if I went blue, like, then I would meet more people and know more people in the game community, and so, but now I'm not going to do that. There's no way I'm doing that now.
Right, right. So a positive came out of it, then.
Yeah, I guess. Doing that.
E&L for life.
And that's terrible, because I'm sure there's really wonderful people on the blue team. Yeah. You know, it's just unfortunate, you know.
Yeah. Well, and there's just, you know, just as much as there's good people on the blue team, there's bad people on the green team too.
Exactly.
I mean,
because the game is open to anyone. Anyone can choose any side. You're going to have issues on, you know, like that come up. So I don't want to, like, paint one side as bad or one side as good. Or
yeah,
something.
No, yeah. It's you know, it's like that with a lot of stuff. But that's where I think it comes back to the community. And if you want a positive community, it's by telling the people who are doing the things you don't feel are positive for that community that, hey, we don't like that around here, and you're not welcome to come to the farms when we're there. We'll flip it and burn them if you show up, you know, because we're not going to play with you if that's how you're going to play. And we've had instances like that where we've had people that's been like, no, you're using tools, and we know it, and we're not going to play with you. And we're going to tell people if you don't quit. You know, it's just, there's lines, and I think it's up to each, you know, team to kind of police their own community, because the other side's going to be heavy-handed and accuse everybody of cheating. You know what I mean? And different things.
Yeah.
So, strong feelings.
I would like to just make sure I state that I'm sure that the community leadership of both sides locally have handled things appropriately. Even though I don't know anything firsthand, all I hear is like rumor, but I'm sure everything is going to be fine.
Well, good. Everything will be fine.
Yeah. If I drop off the podcast, you'll know that was BS.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Be looking at the newspapers, like, up there.
Yeah. No, she doesn't play anymore.
I know how to get in touch with you, so.
You do. Sorry I disappeared. That's why I kind of had to evaluate some things, but I plan on playing.
Yay. That's
my current. Yeah. It's a current thing. Did I handle that okay? I think I did okay with that. Yeah. I danced around some things, but I don't want to get into rumor.
Right. No, that's good of you, because I would have gone full force into the rumor side of it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, well, I mean, the complaint was filed anonymously, so I really can't tie anything to anybody, I don't think. I haven't figured out a way anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad you're playing. It sounds like you're going to probably out-level, get to 16 before I am, and I've got a lot of AP up there. Makes me jealous.
I don't know. Didn't you hit 14? 15?
15, yeah.
Yeah, I'm only 13.
Yeah, but, man, like, you're cruising.
And you've been going on some major ops lately.
Well, but they don't, that's not a, I mean, unfortunately, I wish you got AP with the amount of MU you got, too. Like, that would be pretty epic in some instances. But yeah, I've got to go on a few big ops lately that I was lucky enough to get involved with. Actually, at the Austin Anomaly, I was talking with some fellow agent friends there, and I was just like, man, I really want to do some more ops, but, you know, the group that I've been mainly doing ops with for the past year has kind of slowed down a little bit. I mean, with anomalies, that's kind of how things happen when a lot of anomalies are going on, so it's just how things are. But mentioning that, they were like, interesting you should say that. Here, let me get you to talk with someone. And got in on an op, and I was just supposed to kind of help out the throwing team at one of the anchors, and happened to be someone had to drop out or something, and so I got to throw with another agent, Lover B. Fresh. We had a lot of fun throwing, and Spud was the op, and I actually ended up throwing over 50 million MU with, like, I forget if it was four or five layers that were like 12 point something MU per layer. And it was just, I mean, it blew away what I had already had. So that was really cool, and had a lot of fun with Lover Be Fresh. And big thanks to Technoblogical and Feather Dog. Got to meet them. Well, rode up with picked up Techno in Austin, or not Austin, in Houston, or was it Dallas? I forget. Houston. And drove up there and spent the weekend running around with him, and met Feather Dog up there, and got me involved with the op. So thank y'all. It was a lot of fun. And then another op, I got to, I didn't really do much. I was just kind of helping out, keeping lanes clear in an area. And that was Piranha. And I'll link to the sit reps for all these. But Piranha was 252 million MU, like 37 layers. Bunch of agents involved. It's like over 115 agents, and that'll be all in the sit rep if you're interested in like all the stats and stuff. and all the cool facts. And then I got to do a kind of an almost semi, I don't want to say solo because it wasn't just me involved. Thanks to Giant Fox, who got me the draw for this op. They were doing another op, and he was like, "Hey, you want to do this one?" And so it was just they threw a rail for me, and then I got to throw. I think it ended up being like 14 layers, but it ended up being almost 6 million MU, and it was just running around all day, just throwing up some fields and driving around all of Tennessee. So thanks to Giant Fox and Allison 7 and Big Dog 60 for getting me the keys to all that. So that's another reason why it's really good to get involved with the community and talk to people, let them know what you want to do and what you're interested in. Cause there's so many agents out there that are willing to help you, do whatever. I mean, you know, any of these agents could have, you know, gone and done the same thing to get, you know, 5-6 million MU on their stats, but you know, they want to help everybody else out too. So, get out there with your community and have fun.
That's awesome.
So that was fun. That was fun. And I already mentioned I'm trying to get an FS started here. So if there's any resistance local, or maybe there's some resistance that listen to the show that would want to come down and host a first Saturday here in Huntsville in the Rocket City, holler. Let me know. And we can set it up and get it going because I want to do that. Get that going.
We have a first Saturday coming up in January locally here, but it is a day I'm already double booked with plans.
Dope. So, well, now you're triple booked.
Yeah, right. So it's like niece's birthday, and if the niece's birthday happens on a different day, we're still looking at some scheduling there, then my D&D group's like, well, then that's our Saturday for D&D. So I'm like, oh okay. And D&D, like, that's all, like, when we D&D, it's 1 p.m. till, like, midnight. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole shebang.
And I don't mean to act like that's a burden, because that's awesome. Like, yeah. My D&D day is something I super love, so, yeah.
Well, it sounds like maybe it's a perfect niece's birthday party. Have you ever heard of Ingress? Come on.
Did I just tell you what happened to me? Do you think I want to get my, like, 12-year-old niece involved?
Oh, that's
like,
right.
At this juncture, probably not a good time to talk to me about that.
That's right. And then they're too young, and they would get reported on for being underage and
yeah,
all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's about all of my week. And then just, right. You know, holidays.
Holidays. Did you find it was easier to game or more difficult to game during the holidays? Right? Yeah. Totally. Right there with you. Yeah.
Well, I do. So I do all the wrapping for all the gifts in our house for
shut up
the holidays. And so I did it all, like, super early, and then all these things kept cropping up that I needed to go, like, drive. Like, that one op was, it ended up being from, like, 8 a.m. in the morning till I got home about 6 p.m.
Sounds awesome.
And then there was a couple other things that I had to jet out for to drop this or that for, you know, check. It's all for check. So, So, Chris, my wife is very understanding. And so, it's just kind of like trying to make the time when I am home time, you know, like for the kids and for Chris, and make sure that we get our time as a family and do stuff. So, it's definitely a little more juggling act during the holidays. But I think I'm handling it well. I'm not getting divorced yet, so
that's good. Good. Always opt on the side of family if you're in that divorcee area.
Yeah. Or I still have these coupons they gave me for Ingress. I can give it to them to make them go Ingress with me. So I'm saving them until they really get pissed at me. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so silly. Do they have an expiration date?
Oh, now I'm going to have to check.
Yeah, you can use this before they expire.
I keep them in the drawer behind me. Did they steal them?
They've taken them back!
So let's see. So here they are. They actually drew. And now I just killed all my lights.
You did.
Use on one or the whole family. No expiration date. So.
Awesome.
That's my ingress coupons.
Save one for like one of their wedding days. We're going to play ingress.
Oh, I think I see a loophole though. They left the R out on this one. So I can only get them to play in. Let me change that real quick.
Ingress.
They'll never know us. Ingress. Okay. There, I fixed it. They'll never notice that, right?
So good. No, that's fine.
Now that's I destroyed fantastic. The set getting those. Okay, that works.
Worth it. Good.
So
yeah. It's great. Yes.
So I'll save those until I... Ooh, yeah, they really don't want to go this time. Coupon! And then start photocopying.
Oh, go ahead. My husband actually started playing a lot more because the days that I was like, no, I quit. he was encouraging me to play. He's like, you can't give in to people that do this to you. And so he was actually playing more, and he was he had keys for a lot of my portals. Mm-hmm. So he was recharging them and keeping them alive. And then going out and like, because he's like, no, you're going to want these when you come back.
That's awesome.
And it's like, I'm a big believer that like, I mean, I definitely have portals that I hit very often, but it's because of proximity.
Right.
Like, but I don't feel like I own a portal like or anything like that. Like you can blow it up more often than me than you own the portal. Like, but
right.
Sometimes proximity wins.
They don't call the game My Portal. That would be a horrible name for a game.
It would be awful. So then he's been playing a lot more often. So then, like, driving around for Christmas family events, both of us are like, you drive. No, you drive. and the one day, I couldn't do anything because I had this big platter on my lap. He got all of the portals the whole way there.
Well, that's good, because you need to get him to 8, right?
He's 7.
Oh, so. Nice.
Yeah. Oh,
that's pretty cool. Yeah, so. that was actually one of the ops that I had, like, said I could do and had kind of planned to do it. Then my wife was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do my father's birthday on that night, which is my father-in-law. Mm-hmm. And I'm like... I'll drop out of that op. No problem. But then, a few days later, she was like, we decided to do it on Friday. Not because of the op, but just because that's how it worked
just because,
best for the family. So she was like, so, go do your op. It's all good. So I was like, okay. Which is, cool. It's kind of good. I mean, that was an op that I was, I won't get into OPSEC stuff, but, okay. Let's just say I didn't do as much on that op.
I don't know anything about OPSEC. Yeah.
And
but that's
you know,
cool.
Yeah, and I'm just...
Is there...
Yes?
Is there ever a time we could talk about, like, generalizations for OPSEC stuff, or is it very secret? Because, like, all I know is you'll say something
I think
like
that's
that,
OPSEC.
But then, like, I don't know any OPSEC stuff, because, like, I've only been playing, like, about a year, so... You can get into the game and get into OPSEC, and like if you just dive deep into it, but I haven't, and so
So I mean, it's like a scale. Some people don't really hold much water with a lot of the stuff that people worry about when they talk about, you know, like operation security and stuff. And there's some people that are really like, no, you cannot talk about, you know. And I thought maybe after doing the show and stuff that I'd be like, not welcome to ops. You know, there were ops where, you know, we filmed in the past and we would talk about specific portals. And I was told at points like, hey, don't mention that portal if you can help it, because we deem it as like a portal that we don't want, you know, resistance knowing that we feel is an important
crucial
portal.
Or yeah,
right. And then there's, you know, all the way down to like when you're doing ops, there are certain things you're not supposed to do during ops, so you don't give away that you're doing an op, you know. So it, you know, it's like if you were looking at the map, and there are people who just watch the map, or, you know, they'll notice like, hey, these agents don't normally play here, and then they'll send out to their team, hey, do you know these players? And then people will be like, oh, they're normally here, they're normally doing this. Hey, they do a lot of ops, so they could be doing something there, right? So it's like one of the hardest things to do on an op is like,
it's kind of watching patterns then.
Yeah, yeah. And just, you know, how say Enlightened operates in general. You know, there's like things we do for anomalies or for ops in general that if you talked about it, then resistance would kind of formulate a plan on how to defend against that at the next one. And so you don't want to give away certain information. And honestly, I'm ignorant to a lot of what that is. So I tend to, at least on the show, try to stay as far away from anything that I think could be OPSEC. So it's like when I'm talking about stats and stuff, I look, okay, they publish this in a public forum. I can talk about all this as much as I want to. But then I don't want to get into like the details that maybe, and some of it is because I'm really like, I think, I don't know. Like sometimes like there was one op I drove, like 5 hours to get to a location and I had to do one thing. And I could have gotten so many uniques and done so much like playing an hour before or 2 hours, but I had to wait till after. And then it was just like, I was tired and ready to go home. So it's like,
yeah, because you don't want to give away your location.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But like part of me thinks like I go do that kind of crap anyway. So are they really going to think I'm there for an op? Maybe they will because of the timing. It's before checkpoint or, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, in a nutshell,
I just always assume like no one's paying attention to me. It's just me. So yeah,
right.
But I don't do ops, so they probably aren't paying attention to me because I'm casual, you know.
Right. Where someone like, I wish I had this stat, like Giant Fox, who does like so many ops and stuff. Like you see him doing something somewhere, there's probably people watching him 24/7 for if he pops up. Oh, he's here. That's an odd place, or he's thrown from there before, or, you know, it's like things like that, that it's like, I guess some people get to that point where you really have to watch out. And some of
that's
it.
That's the part I'm interested in. And like, that bumps me out. Like, we can't talk about it. It's like, that's what I want to know about.
Right. Well, then I would love to do kind of like stories about agents and things like that and have them talk about what they do. And so maybe it would be cool to get, some agents who know how to talk about the stuff without getting into OPSEC stuff. Better than me.
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah, interviews. Yeah. Special guests. That sounds fun. That sounds like a maybe things to come in 2019 type of thing.
Yeah. Well, hey, an Arctic Rebel just posted in Twitch that Giant Fox is just below 1 billion MU thrown. So, and he... I believe he's the one who gave me the plan for, you know, that one that got me 6 million. And anyway, these are a bunch of good folks, good agents.
That's awesome. That's good to know. It's good to hear about. Let's see. Do you got any other updates?
I guess. So... The other reason that we've kind of been off air too is it looks like that Agent Soho is going to be leaving the show. He's been busy with another endeavor. He's got a full-time job and then he's starting a company and he's just not really playing Ingress as much either. And so he may do another show just to say farewell, but it looks like he's going to be leaving the show. So everybody send him a comm, give him a comm bomb.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Say,
I still say it's a temporary hiatus.
Maybe, maybe. That could be true.
Let's see. Do you want to do some...
some news?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking of? So, we've missed a lot, but I don't know if it... We'll kind of cover a lot of the stuff quickly, I guess. Or I don't know. Somewhat. The update. So, there was a Prime update. 2.14. Improved some speed of checking for linkable portals. Bug fixes. And then some UI stuff. We'll link to the update so you can see all the changes if you're interested in that. Also, they're giving out passcodes every day on their Facebook page. And if you can't figure out what it is by looking at the image, it's usually like on a folder or something. Just look in the comments. Someone inevitably posts them. We post them on our site too as soon as they're out there. So you can just go to the passcodes there. And they get better every day. So the first day it was like 10 bursters and 10 resonators. And there was a ton of whining. I'm like, really, people? It's a free passcode. Just move on. And then the next day was a little bit more stuff. And the next day a little bit more stuff. So, exciting news. Agent Deostef, actually, big shout out to her for getting this made into a reality. Mission Day at Sea is coming up next year. So from November 3rd to 9th, there's going to be a cruise. And there's going to be a mission day on the cruise. And so it's going to be mission day at sea. They're working on tech to actually have a portal that people can hack every day so they don't lose Sojourner. And then there will be some missions before, after, during, and stuff. So you can go to missiondayatsea.com to find out more information. We'll link to it. So great work, Agent Deostef, and I can't wait to hear more about it. I would love to go. This is like, I couldn't do a cruise without at least Chris, and then it gets really pricey. And then the time off, I'm still like, have a little bit of hope, but,
it sounds awesome and it sounds really fun. I don't do middle of the ocean stuff though.
No cruises.
That freaks me out. I've never been on a cruise. Like, the whole idea of being in the middle of the ocean scares me so much. Oof. Like, it's a fear. It's a debilitating fear.
Does it matter under the ocean or over the ocean? Just in the middle of the ocean anywhere? Like, if you're in
I want to be under the ocean? How would I be
submarine.
Under the ocean?
Submarine.
Oh, I would not do that. There's no way I would do that.
Or just deep sea diving.
No.
Nothing.
Okay.
No. Well, we'll still have hope for Chicago.
Maybe. Oof. Maybe. We'll see. I will hope for that. But there, you know, life has to work out a little bit. So.
We'll cross our fingers. Speaking of Mission Day, they released new Mission Day requirements to have Mission Days in your area. We'll link to that. And then also First Saturdays. They had their first Saturday in December with the new badge. That'll be a tiered badge for participating in them. And those were released. And there were restocking portals at the end. So... after you got done, you could get some stuffs, some gears.
Fancy.
So that's all cool.
Smart.
And that's really the news, as much as...
That sounds good. I think we did a... Because, there was so much going on. We missed a lot. We're going to keep it going as we go forward, I think, a little bit better.
What are you trying to say?
Right?
Yeah, I
well,
did
we
not do
missed, like,
anything
a lot
on the
of
website.
Shows.
Yeah.
We missed a lot of weeks. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't post anything on the site news-wise. I just did the passcodes. I kept those going. That's kind of, I guess we'll get to that in the looking forward. But before looking forward, talking about looking back on 2018, people, feel free to send us in what you, your most... memorable moment in 2018 in Ingress, and then what you're looking forward to in Ingress in 2019. Tweet us
that
or
awesome.
Send us stuff or whatever. But
what's your most memorable 2018 moments?
I think my most memorable moments were Recursion in Austin. Had an incredible time meeting some friends there, meeting new friends, and getting to hang out and riding up there with Technoblogical. He was really cool. And actually, that's something I forgot to mention in the news. I actually got to go up to Nashville for a conference for WordCamp. And it was basically a thing for work where I was learning some stuff about WordPress. And at night after the conference, I got to hang out with Technoblogical and Peanut's mom, who are both Nashville villains or around there. And they took me out and gave me the Peanut's treatment, which was basically I had to come up with a safe word. And I was not allowed to get out of the car until I gave my safe word. And they've been known to do this for like 36 hours straight and stuff with people. But I had a conference too, so I had to tap out fairly early. I think it was before midnight. But so they drove me around, and since I was new in the town, I got to throw the first resonator on all the portals. So I got all the uniques, and this was during the Destroy and Deploy event, so it was even more AP.
That's awesome.
So it was really cool hanging out with him and had a ton of fun. We actually it was so funny. We were looking for these portals, and there were some in this like fairgrounds, and so Techno was like, hey, let's go in here. So we went in there and we got in the line basically for a, you know how in towns they have like the parade of lights or whatever, and it'll just be like all these lights. Well, we got stuck and went through this, like, I mean, it took like an hour to drive through this thing of just different light shows, and it was all playing like lights flashing to the music as you drove through, and it was a lot of fun. There was no Ingress to be had except for like two portals in there, but then we got out and kept going. So anyway, I wanted to mention that because it was a blast, and more reasons why you need to get out with other Ingress people and not just play solo. So anyway, that was probably one of the most memorable things is throwing 50 MMU in a day. I mean, that's gonna be there for
yeah, all. That's huge.
For me at least. Maybe not to some people, but for me it was great. How about you?
Well, 2018 was the year that I got like 5 or 6 of my coworkers into Ingress. Where I work, they encourage us to do walking groups, and because where I work is a campus, there, like I've mentioned on the show before, there's like 100+ portals in that area. So our lunches and breaks, like, we started playing the game to walk around, and it's been great. We, you know, my coworkers have become friends, and we talk like in the evenings and weekends, and it's actually made us better coworkers at work because we're actually involved in more ideas and projects and displays and stuff like that. So it's just been like a fun year at work, like, and that's been great, like,
that's awesome.
Bringing people together.
Yeah
so.
And that's gotta be like, that's stuff that, like, you know, I think businesses notices that. I mean, everybody's happier to be at work because of Ingress,
yeah.
Oddly enough, right? Like, and so it's just like, I think that's great. It's like a team building exercise in itself.
Yeah,
you should do a report.
That's what it has been for us.
On that, and
huh?
Like, you need to do like a report or like a TED talk on that. How great it is for, you know, employees to work together in Ingress on the Enlightened. And how great it is for, and then I can show it to my boss and get more people at my work playing.
Mm-hmm.
Just that'd a thought. Just a thought. So, looking forward, 2019. Are you looking forward to anything?
Yeah. Well, I'm 13, and kind of had a major slowdown. Like things slow down when you get to 13. You know how it is. So I want to hit 16 in the next year, which I think that's totally doable. And I want to recurse, like, immediately. I'm going to hit 16 and go, bam, recurse. So
that's crazy.
Like, as soon as possible. Yeah, so that's my goal for the next year, which, yeah, I don't think that's, like, an unachievable goal at this point.
No. No. What's crazy, though, is I'm 15, and that is my goal, is to get to 16 by next year. And that's
okay, yeah,
like getting a million AP a month, and that's like
it's hard.
Really tough here.
Yeah.
But I think with the double AP in November and hopefully a few other events along the way like that and the anomalies, that hopefully I can get there. And I don't know. At some point, I think I'll just make a concerted effort and just start microfielding every day until my wife leaves me. But that makes me like...
Yeah.
Recursing, like, I know I'm going to do it, but I'm not looking forward to it, honestly. Because I know
I'm excited to do it.
It's just...
I'm insane.
Oh, insane to the mimp.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, though. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
I know you can do it.
Good luck to you as well. I want to race you to 16.
No. Because you'll do it.
Yeah. You... No, I've been terrible lately. Like, really bad lately. So
only made it to 2 million AP this month.
No, I haven't. I don't even think I got a million, like, since the last time we did a show, which has been, like, 3 months.
And I think I've gotten, like, 500,000.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. We'll race. Next year... Really looking forward to Chicago. Like, all roads lead to Chicago for the Anomaly finale next year. Like, everybody's going to be there, even Zelly Belly. We're going to work on
maybe.
Her. Everybody work on
maybe.
And it's just going to be, it's going to be awesome. I mean, I think, you know, everybody from Niantic has to be there. Everyone I know, well, not everyone, but a lot of people I know are going to be there, and it's just going to be just, I don't know, making it an extra day, because it should be fun. And it will be the craziest, like, anomaly, I think, out of all of them, with so many people there. Like, no one's been there when that many people have been at one anomaly, right? So it's like, how is it going to work, like, functionally? It'll be weird to see. Anyway. I think that's all of that. I think we were going to talk about looking forward to, like, on the show. We're a little bit up in the air about some stuff. I think we've decided we're going to start trying to do Monday nights recording.
I like that idea.
We'll make sure, but we'll announce and let people know when that's going to be happening. There may be some format changes as to, like, segments and... Let us know what you like or dislike about the show. We don't, if you dislike something, we don't care. That just lets us know. This is for all of us. We want to have fun doing it, but we also have fun doing it knowing you're enjoying it. For, like, if we just put out crap and we just enjoy hanging out, we can just, you know, call each other and
do that.
So, so let us know what you like the most, what you least like the most. And, if it's you never get to our what's in the capsule ideas every episode, let us know, and we'll focus more on those in the future, too. And we have some great ones here. We're not going to get to them tonight because we're already hitting to the end of the show, I think. Close. But I think that's it for sit rep, unless you have anything else, Zelly Belly.
That is all I got.
That's all she's got. That's all I got. So, we got to say, have an incredible New Year's. Go out there.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
And make some fields of whatever colors. If it's the wrong color, go knock it down. Just have fun. And yeah, do that. And
yeah, make the world blue and green.
Yeah. And passcode for episode 40. Can Can you imagine 40 episodes? Who would have thought?
It's pretty good.
The achievement is AA2018AA. So it's an easy one. AA2018AA. And if you just enter that in on the Agent Academy podcast website, you'll get an achievement for this episode. That's about all I got to say. Thanks for watching. Come back next week. And thank you, Zelly Belly. I'm so glad you're still here.
I am still here.
I was getting sad. I thought I was about to have to start doing a show by myself. And I don't know if you remember.
I hope I'm still here. Yeah.
I don't know if
Thanks
you remember
for,
Black
like,
Desert.
Making me mad. Yeah.
Oh, there was no question there. There was no taking back.
Okay.
But yeah, we don't want another Black Desert online radio.
I ever.
No, I'm talking about the podcast I did solo.
Oh,
No one else would play and do a podcast with me. Okay, so.
All right.
That's it. Y'all have a wonderful night. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for waiting, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.